You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Turns out that the majority of lead poisoning in the Bay Area is caused by lead paint in old homes. But there have been reports of lead in drinking water at schools, too. In the past couple of months, all of San Francisco's public schools have been tested for lead in the drinking water, and the results are in. Here to talk to us more about this issue is Laura Dehan. She's public health advocate for California Public Interest Research Group, or CalPIRG.
So all of the San Francisco Unified School District schools have tested some of their drinking fountains. However, they've not tested every outlet. So we still don't have a complete picture of how much lead there might be in the school drinking water. And the data we have so far definitely shows that we have a problem. There was about 5 schools that found more than 15 parts per billion. So that was the really concerning levels of lead.
15 parts per billion.
Right.
Higher than that.
Higher than the federal standard that the EPA sets as a maximum for a water district is 15 parts
per billion. The 15.
Yeah. Mm. But we're concerned about any time lead is found in school drinking water. And that's because we know that there's no safe level of lead for children,
right,
especially because they're growing, you know, their brains are developing. We know that even really small levels of lead are linked to all kinds of problems.
Absolutely. If I, you know, I have children, mm-hmm, I would not want to hear that, you know, any lead was in the water that my children are drinking. Why are they at these high levels?
Believe it or not, even though we've known for decades that lead is highly toxic, lead parts were used in the plumbing and in the fixtures in schools and throughout the state of California all the way up until 2010.
2010.
Yeah. And so there
That's very recent.
Very recent. So even modern schools could have this problem. In many cases, it was the solder connecting the fountains to the other pipes in the school.
Mm.
When you think about schools, they have a lot of pipes in the school. And so there can be many opportunities for lead to leach into the drinking water that then children are drinking.
Okay, so after you've done the mapping, doctors have said their say, what is next? What do you then do with this information?
Right. The first thing we need to do is make sure we're testing everywhere, testing all the drinking fountains and all the fixtures that children might be using to identify the problems. So far, although the state of California requires that all schools test their drinking water by the end of this school year, by mm-hmm, the summer of 2019, mm-hmm, only 40% of the schools have tested so far.
Mm-hmm.
And so we still have no idea how much lead there is in many of the schools in their drinking water. And so we're urging schools to test quickly, and they can test for free with their local water district. But then once we identify a problem, we need to take action right away to get the lead out of the water that children are going to be drinking.
What does that look like? What does that mean?
So step one, the easiest thing is to just turn off that fixture and prevent anyone from accessing it until
shut it down.
Right. Mm. Then we need to install filters that are proven to remove lead. And then the ultimate step is we've just got to get the lead parts out of the plumbing and the fixtures.
That sounds like a bigger deal, like a harder, more engaged thing to do?
I think so. I think it would require
more
of a commitment from mm-hmm, the community to really solve that problem. And so what we've seen in some other school districts outside of San Francisco, there's been really strong steps taken to protect children's health.
Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, definitely. So the Oakland Unified School District, they really looked at this issue hard last year, and they adopted a health-based policy for their entire school district, committing to get all of the lead out down to at least 5 parts per billion mm-hmm, first,
mm-hmm,
and with a commitment to getting down to no more than 1 part per billion. So that health-based standard that doctors say is what we need.
So I'm talking to you, and I'm sure parents are listening from outside of San Francisco and Oakland, from, mm-hmm, for us, for example, Union City, Fremont, Southern, Alameda County, the Peninsula. What can parents do to, you know, to get this kind of testing happening in their school to make sure their kids are drinking clean water?
That's a great question. And really, for us to solve this problem statewide, we need parents to act, you know, to call on their own principals, their own school board members to really look at this issue, and their legislators. And so CalPERC put together a parents' toolkit that mm-hmm. has lots of ideas for what parents can do. But the number one simplest, biggest thing you can do is work with your PTA and with your principal mm-hmm. to really ask, first of all, has the testing been done? Where are the results? Can we see them? And then what are we doing to get the lead out? And so those are the big questions.
And then on the other hand, I'm hearing the principal say something like, you know, okay, we can do this, but where's the money for it? I'm already cash strapped. You know, how do they make that happen then? It's tough for public schools right now.
It absolutely is. My son is at middle school in Oakland, mm-hmm. and I'm on the PTA, and I do a lot of fundraisers, and mm-hmm. we're always, you know, strapped for covering costs at the school.
Right, and this sounds like a big, you know, undertaking.
Really solving this problem and protecting children's health for the long term by getting the lead out of our schools is going to require a big community commitment. It's a serious problem that we need to give serious attention.
Are you optimistic that enough attention is being given to it to the extent that, you know, serious solutions will happen soon?
I am optimistic, seeing the leadership from school districts like San Diego and Oakland, and Berkeley also took strong action, gives me hope that we can see stronger solutions across the state of California. However, it's urgent that schools take action right away. You know, as schools are getting testing done over the next few months, and as they're looking at the results, we're really calling on school board leaders to, you know, to reach out and get in touch if they want to find out more about how they can solve the problem, and calling on parents to make sure that they hold administrators and school board officials accountable, you know, to protect our children's health for the future.
That's Laura Dehan. She's public health advocate for California Public Interest Research Group, or CalPERG. You can find information on lead poisoning, testing, and more at klw.org.